What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Clute, Dr. Wright.
That's okay. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about a low-grade temperature I've had for a long time now, and I've tried antibiotics, and the temperature will go down, but when I stop taking them, the temperature comes back, and I've tried oregano oil, same thing, and I'm not sure what to do right now.
How high is that temperature, ma'am?
It can go up as high as 100, but usually, right now it's about 99.5, and that's because I'm taking the oregano oil at this point, but it's not doing anything anymore. It is in that it's not at 100, it's more like 99.4, 99.5.
All right. Well, one of the best ways to rid the body of things that cause temperatures, which usually are bacteria and viruses, is about, as nearly everybody knows, if it won't go away with something you want to swallow, and the antibiotic, sounds like it was partially effective but not completely, one of the best ways is something called ultraviolet blood irradiation, and just about as good as that is high-dose vitamin C IVs. Now, yes, both of those are intravenous treatments, but I've seen ultraviolet blood irradiation get rid of all kinds of different infections. And if you were listening last week, you heard that there was a research paper from Harvard, no less, along with a university in China, that called ultraviolet blood irradiation, they called it the cure, and they did use the word cure that time forgot. And if we take the blood out, pass it through quartz tubes, which will allow ultraviolet, and then put it right back into that person, so we're not taking out their blood, we're taking it out and putting it back, somehow there's a secondary radiation emitted that kills just about anything that it could get in, where the bloodstream goes, that it can get to, in other words. So that's one thing you might consider, and if that's not available to you for whatever reason, there are even more doctors now who are doing the high-dose vitamin C, where they'll put 50 or so grams or more. Now, I happen to do a newsletter called Green Medicine, and the one that just came out this month tells us about the work of Dr. Frederick Klenner in North Carolina, who found that if we got the vitamin C intravenously up high enough, it would kill nearly any germ, including cases of polio, ma'am. I am not kidding. You should see that in the newsletter. So anyway, that same organization, ACAM.org, ACAM.org, those are the doctors who are likely to do those things. You can find someone near you in Maryland.